I'm Robin Young. It's Here and Now. More than 20 people have been killed in bombings or attacks in Pakistan in recent days, one of them a politician running for a provincial assembly seat in the upcoming May 11th elections. These are landmark elections in which, for the first time, power will pass from a civilian government to another elected government. But secular parties have had to curtail their campaigns because of threats from militants. And after 5 years of democratic rule, all of Pakistan is struggling with terrorist attacks, inflation, and crippling power cuts. Into the scene comes Imran Khan, former cricket star turned politician, the Pakistan equivalent of Michael Jordan running for president here. The BBC's Orla Guerin joined Khan on the campaign trail in Pakistan's Punjab province.
Flanked by advisors and supporters, Imran Khan emerges wearing a flowing traditional shirt and fashionable sunglasses.
I just wanted to thank you.
The former cricket star is now a serious political player, and he's chasing every vote. We join him in his jeep as he begins a day of campaigning in Punjab, the most populous province and the key battleground. He tells us voters are weary of the established parties.
It's as if people have already decided. You know, they've tried these guys over and over again, and I believe in this Abraham Lincoln saying you can't fool all the people all the time.
You've talked about a tsunami, you've talked about a revolution. Do you think you'll get that?
Yes, I think the country's ripe. Never have the people in this country been so in such series of crises. And people are scared of the future of Pakistan. So I think they will come out. This will be the highest turnout ever.
As we drive through his hometown, Lahore, Khan claims most of Pakistan's political establishment belong behind bars. He's made corruption an election issue.
80% of people in high positions in Pakistan are criminals. I'm not exaggerating. I've doubt about the other 20% too. But 80% for sure, were they in a Western democracy, they'd be in jail.
He takes to the stage in the town of Shekhapura, where supporters have been waiting for hours, most of them young. Are you ready for a new Pakistan, he asks. God willing, he says.
Well, the message at rallies like this one is that it's time for change in Pakistan. And that has a powerful appeal, especially with the young. Imran Khan will be relying on them come polling day. He needs a high turnout if he's to make his political breakthrough. Standing beneath a giant cricket bat, he promises a political tsunami. He's also promised to end corruption in 90 days. Critics say he's naive and dangerous. They say he's soft on the Taliban. Supporters insist he's their saviour.
We are in the favour of Imran Khan and we are campaigning for Imran Khan. And I love Imran Khan very much.
He's the only hope for Pakistan. And we believe that he's the man who can take us from all these crises. Big issues like terrorism, like poverty.
In crisis-ridden Pakistan, the man formerly dismissed as a cricketing Don Juan is now seen in a very different light. Here's political analyst Imtiaz Gul.
Whatever the opponents talked about him, like a playboy of the past or somebody who was flirting with women here and there, I think that's a past story. People now judge him based on what he's doing, what he has done and what he is doing today. People are concerned about their day-to-day problems, the way they are submerged in problems today. And Imran Khan is addressing those issues. And a lot of people believe that he might be the person who really means business and who might really deliver on his promises.
Imran Khan may get the chance to deliver once the votes are cast. He could be part of a new coalition government or a major voice in opposition. Either way, he'll be hard to ignore.
That report from the BBC's Orla Guerin in Pakistan. We're going to take a break, come back in 30 seconds with a look at the latest thinking on treating MS here and now.